Well, let's talk a little bit about weather reporting. So thousands of personal weather stations are out there around the world, and they feed their data directly into APRS. So temperature, humidity, barometric pressure, wind speed, wind direction, rainfall amounts, those could all be transmitted as APRS packets and ingested by iGates and available on iaprs.fi. Now, you can overlay those weather stations with radar, and you've got a pretty granular view of local weather conditions. APRS weather stations are particularly valuable in areas that are underserved by official weather monitoring networks. And during severe storm events, when the National Weather Service relies on spotter reports, SkyWarn spotters who use APRS can provide real-time position correlated weather data that's enormously useful to weather forecasters. Another good use for APRS is public service events. Marathons, bike races, parades, endurance events, you know, public service events where APRS absolutely shines in. You can deploy a small tracker on each vehicle or key personnel. The incident commander has a live map of the entire operation. There's no constant radio check-ins, eating up channel time. Every position update is automatic. Coverage is spotty in a specific area, say inside a park or in a wooded trail. You can deploy a temporary fill-in digipeater from a car in the parking lot. Now, since APRS traffic is all simplex on one frequency, adding a fill-in digipeater is pretty much plug and play. All right, let's go ahead and take a little break here and take some more check-ins and questions. If you'd like to check into tonight's Absolute TechNet, now is your chance. We just need your call sign twice and slowly. If you have a question, please let us know, and we will get back to you with that. If you would like to check in, call sign twice and slowly, call now.
This is Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf. Kilo Mike 4, Victor Papa Golf, Dustin Pett, Roll Tide Road, good evening, net, no traffic, just leave the safe on the lane.
Kilo 06, Mike in November Mike, Scott in Hermosa Beach, California, on the side, just listening and enjoying the net. Thanks for running that, Scott.
VE7SLZ.
All right. Well, we picked up a couple there. We have Scott, KK6MNM. Good evening, Scott. And we have Douglas, KM4VPG. Good evening, Douglas. All right. Let's move on down. So we talked about public safety events now. And we learned also that a new satellite's going to be launched here coming up in July. Let's talk about ISS and the amateur satellites. You know, it's really cool. The International Space Station carries an active APRS digipeater, and it's still functioning. I just checked it's up and running today. It operates on a different frequency now, so you have to – this is a worldwide frequency. So instead of the 144.390, the ISS operates on 145.825 megahertz. And there's no tones or anything. It's just a simplex channel. So as the ISS passes over your location, if there are trackers out there so that you can track the ISS. So do this if you want. Pull up one of the ISS trackers. I like to use ISS Detector. That's my go-to for tracking the ISS and satellites when I want to work them via the radio. But if you pull it up, it'll give you the time of the next path over your area. And if you just tune any radio there to 145.825, you should be able, and keep the squelch open, you should be able to hear them sending packet data. And now, really what you could do is take your phone and get Direwolf on it, buy a little pole that connects to your UV5R or any of those little Baofeng radios, and you can watch it and track it real time as it passes over you. Send messages through it and see who receives your message. There might be somebody listening. Who knows? So anyhow, you can also, so that's what I'm saying, is you can receive the APRS messages from other APRS users who are tracking the satellite in that satellite's footprint as it passes over you. Now, the ISS not only uses the frequency of 145.825 worldwide, it also has unique path designators. So you can, let's see, I just checked today and they're transmitting with RSISS and ARISS as their IDs. And so you can track them. And of course, your call sign appears on APRS-PHY. If you've made a contact through that, it's going to show up as via ISS. That's pretty darn cool. I'd take a screenshot. This is fun. All right. So, and you, there are other satellites out there that also have digipeaters on them. As we learned, there's a new one going to be launched here soon. Another fun thing is the high altitude balloons. Let me break for a second. I talk too much sometimes, I think. So, all right, high altitude balloons. So APRS is really the standard tracking system for ham radio high altitude balloon launches. They put a small tracker in them, sometimes called a tiny track, and sometimes it's a Raspberry Pi Zero, and sometimes it's more purpose-built hardware. And that transmits positions and packet, position packets as the balloon climbs, you know, up to 100,000 feet and then drifts downrange. So this helps with recovery teams because they can watch it on APRS.fi on the laptops and in chase vehicles, follow the dot in real time and ready to intercept its payload when it lands. So the other thing we can do is use APRS in direction finding. APRS has built-in direction finding capabilities. Stations can transmit their bearing reports indicating the direction they're receiving a signal from, and then those are displayed as lines on the APRS map. Multiple stations doing this simultaneously can triangulate on a transmitter's location. That's very useful for fox hunts and operationally critical when trying to find locate a downed aircraft or emergency beacons. So let's see where we are here. You know, that's about all I have for tonight. Let's see if there are any questions about APRS or any other tech-related questions, and then we'll come back and I'll go over a few other things. But if you would like to check in or if you have a tech-related question, now's your chance to check in. We just need your call sign twice, slowly and phonetically. So let us know if you have a question. Call now.
Victor Alpha 3, Charlie Romeo Foxtrot, just a check-in in and out in Waterdown.
Kilo Mike 6, Golf Tango Mike. Again, that's Kilo Mike 6, Golf Tango Mike. And just to check in also and join the net. Thank you.
Kilo 9, Charlie India, Chris Chico, Oscar 6,
Robert, Charlie, India. Just a check-in, and I just had a quick question for you. Maybe not the appropriate time. Maybe I should wait until after the mess over. But I am to this. I have a feeling that this is repeated net off of the W6GRC repeater. I was just curious what day and time you guys normally do this and where are you guys out of. Thank you.
Whiskey 9, Mike Kilo Echo. Whiskey 9, Mike Kilo Echo, I have a question.
Okay, let's go ahead and see what we have here. We have Nicholas, W9MKE, with a question. Then we had a station W9RVI. Is that correct? Can you come back and correct it if that's not your call sign, but it's somewhere close, W9RVI?
That was 100% copy, QSL. W9RBI, Rich in Reddick, Illinois.
All right, Rich. We got you down there. Then there was another station. You were pretty choppy, and I believe you had a question about the repeater system, and it was a question mark. I think there was a CI in it. If you can come back with your full call sign, I can give you those answers real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. It's November Charlie India. I'm sorry. Kilo Oscar 6, November Charlie India. Chris in Chico, California. Yeah, just a quick question about, you know, when you guys normally air your net. And, I'm on the W6GRC repeater that is based out of Orland, California.
All right, Chris. I can see that you're on the Orland repeater there. This is the Absolute TechNet. There's somebody keying up there in the background. This is the Absolute TechNet, and it's on every Tuesday. And since you're on the West Coast, it starts at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It starts 7 Eastern time, and it's on the Fireside Network. So if the repeater doesn't have it on, you can always connect via All-Star on the Fireside Network or Echolink. Anyhow, we're here every Tuesday. And does that answer your question or help you out there, Chris? I'm going to send it back to you, and we have you checked in.
Yeah, I copy, and makes total sense. Just curious. Yeah, I've never heard you guys before. Thank you for the update, and wanted to clarify that my check-in was basically that question only. Other than that, it's just in and out or for the log. Thank you.
All right, Chris. Thank you for checking in, and check in again next week. We'll be here most of the time on Tuesdays. We do take a few days off from the holidays, but most Tuesdays we're here, and it would be for your time. All right, we have W9MKE Nicholas with a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Listening in, great net. I tried to check in about 6 times, but I guess I got stepped on every time. So, but anyway, I'm glad you finally heard me. I have the BTEC UV Pro, which goes for about $160. It's a pretty good deal. It's got APRS and KISS built into it. And I've been curious about it and tried it out a little bit, but I appreciate you telling all the uses for using APRS, and I definitely could see the use for special events and for things like balloon tracking and the satellites. I guess I'm wondering what's like a daily use, because for me, I'm a little worried about the privacy issue of it. You know, the tracking, it's not something I necessarily want to have, on all the time, but if there's some use for it, maybe you could tell me a daily use for it. Thank you. W9MKE.
Well, you know, some of the uses are just, you know, pure fun stuff, like sending messages to other hams out there, communicating with the ISS when you have the opportunity. You can check weather, a good one. And I don't leave my APRS on all the time either. I don't really care if people know where I'm driving. And